I don't look back and say, Lord, I wonder why you set me free. I don't look back and wonder, God, I wonder why you caused me to be so excited when I preach. Because if you begin to look back at enough good things, then it causes a sound to come up out of your spirit. The Holy Ghost is not just a feeling. It is a sound. It is a wind. And when the wind and the sound meet one another, it produces the language of God. The Spirit comes that you will increase your prayer beyond give me stuff, but instead, cleanse my heart, O God. Change me. For by these things, you can learn to be content with what you have. We may not see what we're seeking for now, even revealed in our lifetime. But God's blessings are not contingent on your lifespan. There's been people that have prayed for me that have passed away, and they never really got to see what God did in my life. There's people that have gone on that never got to see the changed me. But I know that the part of them they left behind is the part of them that lives in me. Words of life caused life to come. Words by prayer has caused salvation for all of you to come alive. We are here to pray for each other, to encourage one another, because we're living in the day where as we take a stand, the world is finally getting bold enough to say, you can't say that. The world's getting bold enough to say, you can't pray in public. The world's getting bold enough to say, you can't worship like that anymore. You're going to scare our children. Churches even have a little bit of this infiltrating because the Spirit of God is no longer free everywhere you go. The gifts of the Spirit are silenced, and only a watered-down version of the gospel is going out to the world. But let me tell you what happens when you give something that's watered down. It does not quench the thirst. And as they think they're saved, as they think they're delivered, they go right back to the way that they were living. And we wonder whose fault it was that they went that way. But if we all lived by the real sincere prayer of our life, then we wouldn't compromise. And we would give the whole thing and not a watered down version. Maybe some of you have never prayed out in prayer language before. But I'm here to tell you, I'm praying for you, that it begin to come alive in you. God wants you to enter in into a deeper prayer life. He's wanting you to talk in a language that's not even your own. He wants you to begin to get so concerned that it brings out utterings and groanings that you don't even understand. He wants you to stay down long enough that he can begin to talk to you instead of you always just talking to him. If it's always you begging for everything to be different, then when God is trying to tell you, if you switch this one thing in you, I can bless you, we miss it. Because when we withhold on God in prayer, we are withheld from. Do you want to know why? Because unless you let God change the thing that can only be done by prayer, you are not capable of holding the blessing. I would like to personally get $100,000 check here in about an hour. That'd really fix some stuff. But if I had a spirit of greed and pride in me, the way that God would have given it to bless me, it would have never prospered. Have you ever asked God, why don't I have it yet? Sometimes we're simply not ready. Because if you were, you would have it. I wanted God to anoint me with greater power when I preached. But he showed me some very personal things that needed to be different. One of those things was, had to get out of the cliques. Yeah, it leaves me as an introvert most of the time. But he's raised up a standard in my life. Because let me tell you what happens if you get involved in those sorts of things. Eventually, you get in a predicament that you're going to do something you regret. And when you mingle your personal life and too much carnality is present, then stuff happens that causes division. That's why he said, those things which you bring to me in secret, Those things that you don't go and gossip about to everybody before you talk to me. Oh, that's hard. Oh, that's hard, man. Don't tell me I can't tell nobody. They've got to know how I feel. I think this week has been one of the harder weeks I've had at my job, but I didn't call and tell anybody. I confide in my wife when time permits, and we have the time to let me whine a little while. But most of the time, these are things that could easily be brought to peace from prayer. Because here's the reality. If you want to be a church that only comes in and prays for stuff, then when you're seeking for deliverance of those who are possessed demonically, when you go to seek for that, it shall not come. When you want to seek deliverance for somebody in bondage to drugs and it does not happen, we don't need to look any further than within ourselves as a body and ask ourselves, where is our true concern? Discernment realigns purpose with will. It takes what you thought was the right way and begins to change things in you to align you to what the Lord can use in you to prosper you. Here's an example. Do you think that I would be preaching today if I were still under bondage to drugs? Do you think that I would get away with being able to dance before the Lord and be a drunkard tomorrow evening? There had to be a realignment of will to purpose. And we only understand where our will should be if we let the Spirit in. But thank God it's already there. Glory to God. Thank God I don't have to go looking for it. Wait a minute, is it in here? No, it's already right here. And if you pray just a little bit, that Spirit of God will begin to flow like rivers of living water. And it'll change you to be something different than what you would have been. Amen. If you just got that stuff. In old-fashioned English, they said, carry no scrip, no purse. Take no thought for what you'll eat. What are you talking about, Lord? How can I live unless I eat? How can they take me seriously unless I'm with garment? Because it wasn't only talking about your physical possessions. Prayer does not carry script. Prayer does not carry things inside of a pocketbook. Prayer does not care about the physical hunger of this body. Prayer cares about something more. And the only time you'll get to that real place is when you stop caring about the material things over what God can do. And when you sincerely see God, He said to cast your cares. He said that's talking about the purse. That's talking about the script. That's talking about when you're hungry to see God move. He said cast all your cares upon me. When your will is the will of God, you're then aligned into your purpose. And when you live by purpose, you're obedient to your calling. And as you obey your calling, here it comes. Growth occurs. And as you grow, what happens to a tree when it grows up? It's no longer a sproutling. It's no longer a stick and a couple sticks on the side. It bears something. Let's not pray for God to just always give us a way out. Let's pray for the strength to bear it. For if you can bear a few things, if you can say to yourself, I don't need this in my life. When I was first growing up young in the Lord, I had a different wardrobe than I have now. And when I asked God to elevate me in the ministry, you know what He told me? Be more plain. And I thought, what in the world are you talking about? I thought I already broke it down pretty good when I talked to people about stuff. I already feel like I have a good understanding. And when you show me something, what are you talking about? And then it quickened me when I walked in my closet. I didn't feel like anything I had was offensive. But when God shows you, there's not another day you can keep it. So I switched it out. Things less graphics. Things that were more plain. First service I came in was something I felt like was not something I found too cool. Don't you know that that was the very day that God anointed my preaching more? There's been other things that me and my wife have compromised in that we will not do. And as we have made that commitment together, God has blessed our marriage. He has protected us from harm. He has elevated us in our surrounding situations. But those things didn't come just because somebody shared their opinion about what I was wearing. Because if you're praying, you'll know what to wear. If you're praying, you'll know what to say. Prayer, hear this. I know we've had a lot, but prayer brings order to the disorderly. Prayer, well, if you pray as a pastor and you pray for a realignment of your services, you better get ready to take a stand for when God begins to cause it to line up. We don't have time for nonsense to try to get behind the pulpit and tell us some other sounding wind of doctrine. We don't have time. We barely have enough time to get ourselves to a good enough place to where maybe one service out of the month will make a difference. But if that's the best that we can do, I'm talking about having nobody saved all year. Somebody talk to me right now. I'm talking about us looking for deliverance, and then when people come, we're not prepared because we've not prayed to have the right kind of power. Because the right kind of power that anoints you to bring deliverance in your hands is the kind of hands that say, take everything I've got, Lord. I don't know why God put me on this path today, but at least let it be confirmed that He wants us to pray more. If you will just open your mouth and try, just try it with me. Somebody say, Lord, I come to You and ask that You forgive me for the things that I've held on to. You try that in your own life sometime, and He'll take bitterness and make it sweet. He'll take suffering and give you comfort. He'll take grief and bring happiness once more. Here's my challenge to you and to me, most of all to me. Let us bring an awakening. Let us bring an awakening. The next time we get up to pray, you pray like it's the last time you're going to get to. I mean it. Even if it embarrasses your own self. Sometimes some stuff I've done, I went back home and said, Lord, why? I remember once I walked the pews all the way to the back and hopped off and ran back. And I looked back at that and said, Lord, why did I do that? But I'll tell you, I didn't feel anything from there all the way back. God has blessed my life. But He didn't bless me just because I asked for it to happen. But I found that it was in the times when I let go of me that He blessed me. Take what you've heard tonight and do something with it. Because it was important that it not only be spoken, but it be confirmed out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. And God has confirmed that to you. He is surely trying to get our attention to bring an awakening to our carnality. Paul said, I'll die daily. But how did he die daily? He prayed. He prayed. He didn't just give a little devil, get off of me in the name of Jesus. He got down and talked about it. That's why it mattered. Jesus even prayed. The Son of God even got down and called out. So surely if Jesus had to call out Himself, surely we've got something to do. I love you tonight. Thank you. God bless you. Sow this in your life and grow in it in the name of Jesus.